The yay votes for moving forward with the caucus were 111.
With more than two-thirds of the 147 votes cast, Senator Rand Paul got the presidential caucus he asked for. This means Paul gets around a state law prohibiting a candidate from appearing twice on a ballot. Early next year, Paul can get home state support in his bid for the Republican presidential nomination and still run for his current seat in the U.S. Senate. Following the vote, Paul said approval of the caucus came after considerable debate.
It's almost a little bit like being on a jury. It goes back and forth and back and forth. And ultimately, I think people got to the point where they were very comfortable with the idea.
Most of that back and forth was behind closed doors. Besides Paul's political advisor, everyone who wasn't a voting member of the Republican Party of Kentucky was asked to leave the room where members were gathered. No one knows how many minds were changed during that part of the meeting, but even Paul himself didn't know what reception the caucus plan would get. Right before stepping into the meeting, he spoke to supporters who rallied ahead of the vote.
No matter what happens today, we'll be running for the presidency. We'll be running for re-election to the U.S. Senate.
Paul also had the option of filing a lawsuit challenging the state law. And this was a subtle reminder. Warren County GOP Chair Scott Lasley, who crafted the caucus plan, says he thinks a lot of people came into that meeting not sure how they felt about the caucus.
I think most people, it's a cost-benefit analysis. I would think that a lot of people probably made their mind up today.
Paul argues most voting members decided the caucus is best for the party overall.
And I'm thoroughly convinced that were I not in this race, that this is just good for the Republican Party, that we'll be able to grow our lists and excite people and get more people to turn out.
Most Republicans at the meeting felt this would be a great way to continue the ongoing increase in Republican voter registration in Kentucky. But a minority of party members did not feel this way. Harrison County GOP Vice Chair Sam Pierce told members he thinks voters will be discouraged because most have never taken part in a caucus before.
But I think the primary is the best way to go. I think we'll have a bigger turnout in the primary than in the caucus. There'll be a lot of people that won't be able to vote.
Warren County's Scott Lasley, who drafted the initial rules for the caucus, says state party officials will work out the kinks moving forward. For instance, GOP county chairs will have to run the caucus in their area, but there are several counties without a party. There are also county parties that have very few members. Lasley says state party officials will work that out.
Because it's going to be a new process for everybody.
For Paul, his immediate concern is money. An amendment to the caucus plan requires the campaign give the party $250,000 by September 18th. That's part of the money needed to cover the costs of the caucus. The money acts as a show of good faith. If the campaign doesn't hand over the cash in time, party members vowed to revert back to a primary. Even though there have been concerns about Paul's campaign finances, Paul told reporters he's not worried about meeting that deadline.
Any doubt, Senator, you'll come up with the money on time?
Nope.
I'm Ashley Lopez in Frankfurt.